North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 11, 2020.
The Peabody School Committee took steps on Tuesday night to set a new course for the city's schools following the November 29th death of Superintendent Kara Murtagh. Less than 2 years after becoming the head of the Peabody Public Schools, the death shocked and saddened many in the city and left the district rudderless without a permanent educational leader. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the school committee named 7 candidates out of 33 applicants to be interviewed during hour-long sessions scheduled for Monday, March 16 and Wednesday, March 18 at the Higgins Middle School Library.
Wendell Waters is reporting in today's Tri-Town Transcript. 3 trips that had been planned for Masconomet students have been canceled after Governor Charlie Baker requested that schools limit travel because of the coronavirus. Masconomet Regional School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Harvey said, "In response to the governor's request, we've canceled 2 international trips to Germany and Switzerland and to Quebec City. At the moment, all other field trips are still on. If we receive different guidance from the state DPH or Department of Education, we will follow it." Masco students did travel to Spain on an exchange in late February. When asked if any students became sick during or after that trip, Masconomet High School principal Peter Delaney said, "Everything went fine with the trip to Spain." According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, as of March 10, there was 1 confirmed case of coronavirus in the state and 91 presumptive cases, one of which is in Essex County. Meanwhile, Taylor Ann Bradford is reporting in today's Gloucester Times, with the number of presumed cases of the coronavirus in Massachusetts on the rise, school and community leaders across Cape Ann are getting creative in ways to keep residents and school children healthy. Beeman Memorial Elementary School principal Jody Genodi is quoted as saying, "We've been discouraging activities that involve hand-holding and anything like that," explaining that teachers have been suggesting students greet each other with fist bumps. Meanwhile, Gloucester Public Health Director Karen Carroll is requesting $17,300 to deal with the potential community impact of the coronavirus. Carroll said the city schools are developing a protocol for when or if schools and school-sponsored events will be canceled and for how long. Preparations for off-site learning and working through issues of continuity of free lunch, special education services, and students without internet access at home. And DPW has implemented new enhanced cleaning protocols to include more frequent wiping down of all high-touch surfaces in school and buses. She added that sports and school events are continuing as normal and trips are being handled on a case-by-case basis. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Despite taking out nomination papers, both incumbent selectmen in Swampscott, Laura Stefanis and Naomi Drehan, have chosen not to run for re-election to the select board. David McMullen from the Daily Item of Lynn writes that both women were elected in 2014 and served 2 3-year terms, and both say they are satisfied with the time on the select board, but want to devote their energy to other pursuits.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, after a significant pushback from the public, BB Botanics has found a new Essex location for its proposed recreational marijuana facility. The company now hopes to open in a small business complex at 242 John Wise Avenue, right next to the Ipswich Town Line. The 3-unit complex currently houses 2 businesses, Shea Brothers Upholstery and Sticks Drum Instruction. The 3rd unit previously belonged to Thompson Medical Associations, which has since moved to 9 Dr. Osmond Babson Road in Gloucester. It now sits empty with its door locked. Late last year, BB Botanics expressed interest in moving into the Canomo Point Antiques building at 166 to 168 Eastern Avenue at the intersection with Harlow Street near the Gloucester line. The announcement was met with significant disdain from many in the town of Essex. At an open forum hosted by BB Botanics in September, a number of residents spoke out against the proposed location as it could bring lots of traffic to the heavily residential neighborhood. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Lynn, construction is expected to begin on a $200 million sewer separation project this summer, which is aimed at alleviating flooding in West Lynn and in the downtown area. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that 15 miles of new piping will be constructed between those 2 areas which are prone to heavy flooding during major rain events. The Lynn Water and Sewer Commission is soliciting bids from contractors for phase one of the 13-year combined sewers outflow CSO project, which will consist of about 2 years of construction and an estimated cost of $15.5 million. The first phase of the sewer replacement work will begin in June or July. In sports, the Lynn English High Bulldogs are headed back to the state championship game for the second straight year. They are the defending state champs. They defeated the state champs from 2 years ago, Mansfield, last night at the Boston Garden. This is Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson.
Playing at venues like this is tough, man. You know, as a kid, you know, these kids watch Celtics play. You know, so you step on their floor, whether you've been there last year or 2 years before, and, you know, you just get a little, you're in awe a little bit. But I think once things settled down, we were able to slow them down a bit and get out in transition. We know they can shoot the ball very well. We wanted to control Bowen a little bit and Stevens, and well, we were able to do that most of the game. And, you know, that helped us get a little bit of a cushion and put things away.
Anderson knows that it's all about his Lynn English Bulldogs and how they play.
Oh, definitely. You know, our concern is ourselves. You know, I think if we stick to our plan and, you know, execute offensively and defensively on our assignments, we give ourselves a chance against anyone. And, you know, they do that.
Obviously, thoughts on, you know, obviously going back second time state title game. Just thoughts on, you know, this group as a whole. These guys all have been together for 2 years now and really, really, you know, going for a second straight title.
Man, it's awesome. You know, anytime you could put yourself in a situation, it's good. I've been there years ago as a player, so I know I felt once. You know, for these guys to do it twice and me be their coach is awesome. I want to tell them to believe in themselves. You know, I think if not a lot of people would, you know, just think, oh, these kids from Lynn will be able to win two titles, blah, 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 you know. But, you know, these guys, they work, man. Once the season starts, we push them. I'm screaming, I'm yelling. Defense, we're running, conditioning, and they respond. No one cries, no one complains. And, you know, these guys hold everyone accountable. So, you know, that's how it works.
Lynn English High will take on Springfield Central Saturday at the DCU Center in Worcester for the Division I State Boys Basketball Championship. That will do it for us today on North Shore Today. Thanks so much for joining us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Now today we'll have plenty of coverage from the Boston Garden in basketball action, D3, D2 boys and girls action, and of course the state championship game or the state semifinal game in Division II tonight, Beverly versus Whitman-Hanson, with tip-off at 7:45. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.